Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. State police say three people were injured this morning around 7:25 in a two-vehicle collision on Highway 167 at the Camp Dakota Road intersection at Southside and Independence County. State Trooper Russell Brinsfield said a vehicle driven by 38-year-old Ricky Painter was traveling south on Highway 167, and a vehicle driven by 21-year-old Douglas Strother was stopped at the Camp Dakota Road intersection. Brinsfield said Strother pulled onto the highway and into the path of the Painter vehicle, striking the Painter vehicle in the driver's side. The trooper said Ricky Painter and two children in her vehicle, 7-year-old Jake Painter and 11-year-old Morgan Painter, were injured and taken to the White River Medical Center by ambulance. The trooper said it was not believed any of the three were seriously injured. Strother and a passenger in his car, 19-year-old Kayla Holdersby, were not injured. Trooper Brinsfield said he cited Strother for careless driving. A family-owned chicken and egg producer based in Georgetown, Delaware, Townsend's Incorporated, won court approval to sell virtually all of its assets to Pico Foods and Armatrom Limited for $76.4 million. U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher S. Sanchi said yesterday he'll approve the deal after sale documents are revised. That should be around February 25th. Pico, based in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, will buy Townsend's Arkansas operations in Batesville for about $51.4 million. Armatron spends $24.9 million to buy the rest. Townsend's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on December 19th, listing $131 million in assets and $127 million in debt. A little about the company that bought Townsend's of Arkansas, located in Batesville. It's the 13th largest poultry producer in the U.S., fully integrated grower, processor, and marketer. Its corporate offices are located in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It processes about 18 million pounds of poultry every week. It is privately held and family managed. A 20-year veteran of the Batesville Fire Department, Ronnie Painter, has been named the Batesville Fire Department's assistant chief. Painter spent 12 of those years as a volunteer before becoming a full-time regular. The 60-year-old Painter and his wife Mary have two grown children and three grandchildren. The Independence County Republican Party recently elected a slate of officers to serve in 2011. Philip Finch was elected chairman, Ann Moore vice chairman, Dora Kate Lee secretary, and John Casey was elected treasurer. Jim Wilson was selected membership chairman, and June Fournier was elected finance chairman. The Independence County Republican Party meets the first Thursday of every month at Western Sizzlin' Steakhouse. The meal starts at 6, the business meeting at 7. And geologists say they've recorded two more earthquakes overnight in Arkansas, including a trembler in central Arkansas around 10 p.m. that had a magnitude of about 4.0 on the Richter scale of 10. And two new pavilions will be part of the new Independence County shooting range. Two local banks, Citizen and First Community, each donated $12,000 to construct them. Both pavilions should be completed by the end of next week. The shooting range is located north of Batesville, just off Highway 167, across from the Believers Community Church in the 3600 block. The shooting range has been constructed with a combination of government and private funding. The Independence County Parks and Recreation Fund provided $49,000 seed money, and Whit Stevens donated $50,000 from his and his wife's foundation. Students from Cave City and Batesville Junior High are scheduled to use the range this weekend. And that brings you right up to date.